You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Before two congressional representatives from Central New York departed for Washington on Tuesday, they wanted to reassure federal workers and constituents that they want to end the partial government shutdown. Congressmembers Anthony Brindisi and John Katko are focusing on bills to pay TSA workers and to reopen the government.
I think we both agree we want to get the government up and running. We've heard many stories in our offices from TSA workers, air traffic controllers, all kinds of federal employees who are going without pay right now, and it's very problematic. These people have car payments, they have loans to repay, they have to put food on their table for their husbands, their wives, their children.
Brindisi supports Katko's bill that would give TSA workers and air traffic controllers back pay and get them back on the payroll. Katko says the controversy over the border wall is not the only area in which the nation's security is at stake.
Border security also means having the ports of entry secure, also means having enough agents on the border, having enough judges on the border, and having enough housing for people that come into the United States.
Brindisi explains that dedicated physical barriers need to be defined for certain areas along the U.S.-Mexico border, fencing installed and enhanced screening technology added. Both representatives are in favor of those elements in the Senate's plan. Over the weekend, President Trump floated a plan to secure the border wall funding he seeks in exchange for a deal on DACA. Katko supports a compromise that would help the young undocumented immigrants.
There's 1.8 million kids in this country that are DACA kids, and they have not been able to get a good solution to it. This is their opportunity. They should not, as Anthony said, take an all-or-nothing approach. They should take this opportunity, cut this deal, and so the president will know, too, that he had to pay a deep price to get what he wanted, and he was less likely to do it again.
Katko and Brindisi are encouraging members on both sides of the aisle to stop the infighting and reach a deal to get the government reopened. They also want to focus on other issues they were elected to take office to address. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.